For weeks, community groups in Minnesota have been reaching out to members of the state's Latino community to make sure every person is counted in the 2020 census. Fear, mistrust, and poverty have long been barriers, and the COVID-19 crisis is not making things any easier. Community groups are now pivoting their efforts to virtual spaces in hopes of ensuring an accurate count of Latino Minnesotans. Reham Fashir has that story.
There are an estimated 300,000 Hispanics in Minnesota, but that number could be higher if everyone in this hard-to-count population participates in this year's census. That's why Camila Mercado Mee Kelly spends her days taking phone calls about the census and helping folks fill out their forms. Once in a while, she gets on Facebook Live for a presentation. Minnesota could lose a seat in the U.S. House if the 2020 census shows a decline in population, and she tells her audience that it's important for them to participate. Mercado Mee Kelly is a project manager at Clues, a St. Paul nonprofit that works extensively with the Latino community. She says census outreach events aim to help Latinos in Minnesota understand the importance of the census.
We tell them that their participation ensures benefits for our communities, and in doing that, we are providing a voice and we're being transparent of who we are and we're here, that we exist.
But some Latinos remain hesitant to participate. That's in part because the Trump administration had proposed to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. It's not on the final form, but Hugo Belludo, a pastor at Living Word Christian Center in Brooklyn Park, says his congregation is still worried about it.
Yeah, especially the question about if you are legal or not legal, or you are U.S. citizen. They don't know now that you don't have to. There is not that question in there, so.
Immigration lawyer Patricia Perez Jenkins says a lot of folks want to know if their information will be shared with immigration officials. She tells them that there are many people who are here legally who aren't citizens, like green card holders or people on student visas, and they are counted the same way.
Because just because you're not a citizen doesn't mean you don't have status, and it doesn't mean that you're not here. So I was letting them know it's like it's a very tiny question when you actually think about who's here.
But fear of deportation lingers, and people routinely ask how they'd know if the person knocking on their door is a U.S. Census Bureau worker or a Homeland Security officer. The Census Bureau has adjusted their operation plans this year due to COVID-19. But as of now, it still plans to send out census takers at the end of May, and the Bureau is promoting the questionnaire through Spanish-language PSAs.
El censo cuenta todos los que vivimos en este país, incluyendo aquellos que no pensarían.
Advocates say people should fill out the census questionnaire online or by mail so that a census taker won't have to come to their door. They add that people don't even have to put down a name and that they can just note race and ethnicity. But that's another question that can be complicated for some. Research shows that many Latinos may not accurately explain their identity on the census. In the 2010 census, most Hispanics identified as either white or some other race, according to the Census Bureau. That's because the standard race question of white, black, American Indian, Asian American, and Native Hawaiian doesn't necessarily capture Hispanic identity, says Ana Gonzalez Barrera, a researcher with the Pew Research Center.
So if you are a Latino from California and you consider yourself to be mestizo, also mixed race, but you are asked about your races in the standard category, you might not find yourself there.
This year, the Census Bureau hopes to get an accurate count of these racial identities by allowing people to write a description of their origin under the race question. Camila Mercado Mee Kelly of Clues uses herself as an example. She tells community members that as a Puerto Rican, she identifies as Afro-Latina. Her boyfriend's family is Mayan from Guatemala, so he'd have to note his origin on the census. Now that the census count is in full swing, Clues is urging folks to call them for help filling out the census forms. Reham Fashir, NPR News.